This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste. Cereal. Coffee. Dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to the pod. This is Fit Happens,
where we sweat, sip, and spill the tea on all things health, fitness, and finding balance in life.
Because as we know, fit happens, and we're your guides, Mackenzie and Tracy.
Let's get into it.
Come, they told me, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. The newborn king to see, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. I forgot the rest of it.
Welcome back to Fit Happens.
Happy December, everyone.
We're in the holiday spirit, if you can't tell.
Sag season is in full swing.
It really is. I don't know if I've mentioned this enough times, but December is my birth month, so I'll be expecting happy birthday DMs from every single one of you.
Send them now.
Yeah, send them. Well, when this comes out, it'll be like 3 days away from my birthday. So what are you guys getting me?
Let's hear it.
Anyway, this week's episode is about becoming a beginner again.
One of our favorite topics. I feel like this is very top of mind for everyone as we're starting a fresh new year in a few weeks, is what we want to do differently, what we want to try. And a lot of that comes down to us being okay with being beginners at something.
Yeah. And I think it's really scary to try something new and know that you might not be good at it right away. And I think that intimidates a lot of us to the point where a lot of times you continue to put off starting something because you don't want to be a beginner. But if you think about everything you're good at now, you were once a beginner at that too. So we want to chat a little bit about that and the benefits of becoming a beginner. But first, of course, we have some life updates for you.
Well, first of all, we're sitting down to record this pod.
And we're so unwell.
Holiday anxiety type of vibe.
I'm so anxious today. Like, I can't even explain.
We just had a very jam-packed weekend. We'll start off with Friday, because we had bus, club, plane type of activities. This was to commence the holiday parties that are now in full swing.
So a little bit of backstory before we launch into the events of Friday night. Mackenzie has this recurring character in her love life that is also a really good friend of ours.
We call him Controversial King around here.
Because people in Mackenzie's life either love him or hate him for her.
And it changes by the day, quite frankly.
Honestly, he is one of my dear, dear friends. It changes with me, too.
By the hour.
Anyway, we have a group text, the three of us, which is so chaotic. Because sometimes you guys will just be going off in the group text. And I'm like, am I interrupting something?
Tracy's just like reacting to every other message.
But yeah, it was established that Friday night was going to be date night for them. Because we were all going to the same event. So Mackenzie sends a picture of her dress to the chat. And our controversial king replies with a photo of himself wearing a jacket in the same color of her dress because she wanted everyone to know that they were together.
I was wearing a red velvet mini dress and he was like, I can't believe I have to wear a red velvet blazer tonight. I was like, King, no one's making you do that. Don't worry. And he's like, no, but I have to. How else is everyone going to know that we're together?
I was like, tonight's the night. You guys are hard launching on Instagram.
Right, for sure. So this was a double double date between us and
green flag guy. I know we were talking last week on the pod about this same man. He's my normal hinge guy and, you know, apparently has no red flags according to ChatGPT. So
steady Eddie.
We're going to call him green flag guy.
So this was a double date.
It was the first time he was like meeting my friends. First time he met Mackenzie.
He got my stamp of approval, guys. Huge.
Huge
for him. Congrats to him.
Huge. But yeah, it was really fun. We had a good time and started the night. Green flag guy and I had drinks at my apartment. Oh, I forgot to tell you, I learned how to make a really good espresso martini.
Really?
Yeah, I made it with cold brew and the Chobani creamer, but they have a seasonal one that's mint chocolate. It's like peppermint Ooh. Mocha. I did that with tequila.
Oh, that sounds so good.
It was incredible. So try that at home,
this
kids.
Weekend, yeah. We have another hefty weekend loading.
Oh my God. Don't even. I'm going to throw up.
But it was so fun. We went to our mutual friend's birthday. We started
McKenna, who's McKenna, a friend of the pod.
We've had her on. We love her.
And then we were going to an event that was sponsored by Casamigos. That was the holiday party. And let's just say
things got messy. Shots were flowing.
Specifically shots, not just drinks. Because the next day I woke up and I was like, why do I feel so terrible? I had maybe 4 or 5 drinks over the course of the night. But I forgot that I also maybe had 7 shots.
Yeah, we texted each other. I was like, I'm unwell and I don't even know why. Oh, maybe it's because I got 2 hours of sleep and I had multiple shots, which I don't do.
Yeah, I had to teach the next morning too.
Rip.
At 9 a.m. It was fucking brutal.
And you like have the shakes.
Literally me. I was sitting in the studio setting up class, just completely disassociating. Anyway, lots of dancing. Me and Green Flag Guy ended up ordering so much McDonald's. He just handed me his phone and goes, go crazy.
Go crazy.
I was like, say less.
And okay. Me and Controversial King ordered 7 bacon, egg, and cheeses.
That was our chaotic Friday. Saturday, I spent a lot of it bed rotting after I taught my class, and then I really didn't want to go out again, but the streets were calling.
No, we both had to rally. I had my friend's annual martini party, which was super fun, but I was in and out quick and done because I just could not.
I wish I was in and out. I unfortunately was out. Went to a brand dinner, ended up at the Box.
Where all roads lead.
Unfortunately, and nothing good ever happens there, including my text messages, because I was appalled at the things that I was saying the next day. I looked back at my texts. And so Green Flag Guy and I had like briefly chatted about potentially meeting up at some point in the night. We're like, yeah, let's see how the night unfolds. My text him, I think 3 times. I said, are you still out? I woke up the next morning, I looked at my text, I was like, fuck! I forgot to be cool and mysterious!
It was really special. We went into the notes app to plan out this episode.
Oh, I opened up a note that I wrote myself at 3:25 in the morning, and it just says, save for the future, pregnancy announcement, Instagram caption, saved a horse, you know the rest. I think I was in the car on the way home, and I was just so looking out the window, and suddenly my brain was just like, wait a second.
This is genius.
Let's lock in.
Saved a horse, you know the rest.
Yeah, and now that I'm thinking about it, I know of another one that I'm gonna use when I get engaged.
Oh, shit.
Finally, he's the one on his knees. All right, well, let's switch gears and jump into the topic of the week, which is becoming a beginner again.
This is for you if you've been feeling kind of the itch to start something new or kind of start over in a sense for yourself heading into 2026, whether that's a new workout, a new habit, a new maybe season of your life. This is the episode to give you that little extra push and encouragement to do so.
Let's chat a little bit about the psychology of being a beginner, because the fear of trying something new is really something that's like deep rooted in our brain's wiring. The brain craves predictability, and actually novelty triggers the fear center of your brain. So if you feel terrified about just the thought of trying something new, that's completely normal. It's how your brain is wired to function. Research from the University of Chicago shows that adults experience up to 2 times more anxiety in new learning environments compared to familiar ones. I think really important to note there, adults rather than children, because yeah. When you think of yourself as a kid, no fear in trying something new, being bad, falling down, but there's just something that develops in us as we grow where we're terrified of being bad at something.
Yeah, your brain is wired to look for comfort and stability and security in your day-to-day life. And being a beginner requires change and you doing something different and inevitably uncomfortable if you're not good at something. So we do want to start by saying it's normal to feel scared and uncomfortable starting something new, especially as we get older, because it does just get harder and harder as you get older.
And especially as you grow into certain identities. For example, Mackenzie and I are kind of like the fit friends in our friend group, and we're known for our high level of activity. And so the thought of trying out a new workout class and being bad at it, when that is my entire identity, is like being the workout friend, that's really scary and threatening.
That said, I think it's really important that we try to lean into when we start to feel this discomfort to try something different and kind of establish this growth mindset for yourself. People who embrace challenges on a consistent basis are going to inevitably show higher long-term success and resilience. Reason being, trying something new creates new neural pathways and improves your neuroplasticity in your brains.
Yeah, there have been MRI studies that show that brain connectivity increases within 2 weeks of learning a new physical skill.
It's pretty wild. And I feel like in my own experience, when I'm trying something new, once you get past that initial hurdle of being scared to try it, even if you do kind of suck at it initially, you still feel good in the sense that it was something different and it changed up your routine.
And I also feel because you're starting at ground zero with something, there is so much room for improvement that all of the little micro wins that you have in learning a new skill, for example, over the summer, I started running. I really wasn't a runner until this past summer. And every single day that I ran, I got a little bit faster. I ran a little bit longer. And those wins for me were huge in comparison to a skill that I've been working on for a very long time, say Pilates. My small wins when it comes to something like that are a little bit more few and far between because you're already so advanced at something. You have a lot of growth that you can have when you are brand new at a skill. So that's kind of the brain side of things. Let's chat a little bit about why your body loves novelty, especially when it comes to workouts.
We're huge proponents of doing something to shock your body in a positive way, and that does require doing something different than what you typically do. Beginner gains are very real. I think we can all relate to that. If you've tried a new type of workout style, your body adapts pretty rapidly. Your strength increases very rapidly, especially in that first 4 to 8 weeks of trying a new form of exercise. Your coordination improves, your movement efficiency also drastically improves very early on. So I think that initial spike that you can get from trying something new is massive.
In addition to that, there's a ton of metabolic benefits to adding a new workout to your regimen. New modalities increase metabolic confusion, which is like an informal term that we're using here, but basically challenging your muscles in new ways. So combining HIIT and strength and Pilates and mobility rotations create a more balanced functional fitness. Cross training is super important, but continuing to add to that list of modalities that you can pick and choose from for your cross training is really important because diversifying your training reduces overuse injuries by up to 39%. I actually have personal experience with this one. So one of the first group fitness classes that I ever got into was Pure Bar. This was before I started teaching at Pure Bar, but I took like every single day because I was hooked and I wanted to take every single day. If you've ever taken Pure Bar or any type of bar centric class, it is a lot of micro movements. You're exhausting the muscles and it's a full body workout. You're working the same muscle groups. You're doing very similar exercises in all of these classes. My body, by a week and a half of doing this like every single day, I literally remember laying in my bed and I was just twitching because my body was so overused and I was starting to have flare-ups and my tendonitis for my knee, among other injuries and overuse in general. My body was like so exhausted because I was doing the same exact exercises every single day. Your body is not built to do that. You need to be cross-training. And so the more modalities that you can introduce into your workout regimen, the less likely you are to hit that total burnout where your muscles are exhausted and strained. And that's when you're at risk for major injuries too.
Yeah, I had a similar experience when I started at Dance Body. At the beginning of my career in fitness, I was doing way too many classes in a week and I just dove headfirst and ended up really injuring myself. I ended up with like 6 stress fractures at once because I was doing so much high impact dance cardio, repetitive movement throughout the week and was not doing nearly enough cross training. This is the benefit of trying something different and diversifying the type of workouts that you're doing in a week, is because we're looking for long-term benefits of your fitness routine. And a big part of that is injury prevention. And that does come down to diversifying the types of workouts you're doing.
But it also goes beyond your workouts, right? There are lots of things that we want to introduce into our lives in 2026, beginner energy in wellness and in life, honestly. Yeah.
A big area that I'm trying to be a beginner in is changing a little bit of my mindset around
dating. I knew you were going to say that. I knew that.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of different ways that you can like implement being a beginner in your life. And that's definitely one that I'm focused on, is just how to approach it differently.
I think there's like a lot of ways in which I'm trying to be a beginner at lots of different things. For example, within dating, I'm incredibly anxious attachment style.
Really? And I'm the most avoidant person I've ever met in my life.
And I don't think that you can change your attachment styles, but I do think that you can challenge yourself in new ways. You know, I think that there are some habits that I've created that kind of feel like a comfort crutch that have to do with my anxious attachment. And just like in this dating journey of mine at the moment, I'm trying not to lean on those and to kind of throw myself into the unknown and know that as an anxious attached person, it's really scary, but I think ultimately will be beneficial because, you know, you have to look at, did those things work out for me in the past? Or do they just feel like comfortable? Was there a success rate? Or does it just feel safe for some reason? Because that's what I've been doing.
Yeah. Your mind is craving that comfort and it likes the patterns that you have been following, but it doesn't mean that it's moving you towards what you're ultimately looking for, especially in dating.
So yeah.
I think we work really well in the sense that we hold mirrors up to each other of our own things that we're sorting through in our dating lives. So it's important to keep people close to you to help you do that too.
And just overall, I always say change never comes from your comfort zone. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. But there's something to be said about feeling safe doing the same thing over and over again, even if you know it's not working. So I think the name of the game in 2026 is just jumping in head first and not knowing what's going to happen. But it's just that whole beginner mentality and letting go of the idea of perfection and familiarity, because it creates a space for curiosity and joy.
And reinforcing this concept that beginner energy in every aspect of your life creates humility, it creates openness, it creates presence, and it creates the opportunity for new positive things to come into your life.
So let's chat a little bit about how we can make this happen for ourselves. Some practical tips on how to become a beginner again.
First and foremost, we're reframing. So instead of fearing the idea of being a beginner, romanticize it. We love romanticizing our lives on Fit Happens. So whether that's a playlist or a new outfit that gets you inspired to try something new, if you're going to that new workout class,
wear a cute set. Maybe book a class with a friend to make it more enjoyable.
Just doing something that gets you excited to and looking forward to diving into this new thing.
Whenever I'm trying something new, I always think, how do I want to feel about this a week from now or 30 days from now? And I feel like that always helps me stick to it a little bit more. For example, right now I'm doing a series on TikTok, a 25 long day series. I'm not used to posting like the same content every single day. And so that's a new challenge for me. On day 3, I was kind of starting to feel a little bit uninspired. And I just thought to myself how good it's going to feel on day 25 if I stuck to this. Even if every day the content isn't my best content that I'm putting out, just sticking to a challenge for myself for 25 days, because I said I was going to do that for 25 days.
That's how I've been feeling about this too. And I like that we're both doing this at the same time, because I think it goes back to what we were saying about challenging the idea of perfectionism. And that is such a big part of why people don't start things and you don't take that first initial step to do something, is you're so worried that you're going to do it wrong. And that's really the whole point of doing anything, is being okay with fucking it up for a while. You're never going to improve at something if you don't start. That's really the name of the game.
Like, exactly.
You just have to start, even if it's not your best. That's all it is.
Yeah, because you're never going to be good at it if you don't at least try.
If you don't do it.
And so along those lines, start microscopic with your goals. Start small. Do not overwhelm yourself, because you probably won't stick to it. You'll be way more apt to stick to something if you set a small goal for yourself. For example, when I was starting out my running journey, my impulse to start would be like, oh, I'm going to run 5 miles. On my first day, really? No, run 10 minutes. Set a 10-minute timer on your phone, and however far you get in those 10 minutes, that's great. That's how much you ran that day. But it is so much easier to set that goal for yourself that's a little bit smaller and more obtainable, because then at the end of the day, you're like, boom, I reached my goal and I feel fabulous about it. Whereas if you set that 5-mile goal and you don't hit it, even though you ran a little bit because you didn't hit your goal, you feel discouraged and you're less likely to try again tomorrow. Yeah. So just really starting small and building off of that helps the psyche.
It's all about making yourself feel accomplished and like you're moving towards the goal at the end of the day versus expecting perfection from the jump. It's just not how we're gonna get where we wanna go ultimately.
And along those lines, choosing one new thing instead of a complete routine overhaul. And we've said this before on the pod, I know in the new year, it's like new year, new me, and I wanna change everything about my life. I want to work out every single day. I wanna meal prep every single week. I wanna do this and this and this. Set one goal for yourself. Trying a new class, incorporating a new lift into your workout routine. Maybe you're taking a new walking route, just something small and week by week, one new thing at a time rather than overwhelming yourself with a complete change of life.
Another important piece of this too is tracking those small wins, because I think we can often lose sight of how far we've come when we're just in the day-to-day of starting something new. Research does show that celebrating those micro progressions increases habit adherence by 46%. Again, I think it's that reinforcement to your brain that like, hey, we are making progress, stay with this. Staying in momentum and tracking that momentum and reminding yourself of where you started versus where you are is really how you're going to stay encouraged through trying something new.
Because I think when you look at big picture, again, taking running as the example, if your goal is one day I want to run a marathon and you're a beginner runner and you're not running more than like 5 miles, it feels really far away from that major goal. But if you remind yourself every single day, my goal was to run this far, or my goal was to run for this amount of time, or whatever those micro goals are, then every single day when you're checking that off of your list, you feel so much more accomplished rather than focusing on how far away you are from the larger goals. I like to keep my goals in a to-do list in my notes app with the little checkboxes next to it. And I put them with my to-do list. So my to-do list for the week will literally be like, go get groceries, run 3 times a week. And then it's like, clean my room and record content every single day, you know, like whatever it is. Putting it alongside my actual chores too makes it feel like it's a non-negotiable for me as well.
I think there's a lot of power in having your goals written down and being able to check those off at the end of the day and the end of the week. So I'm a big proponent of actually writing things down, but whatever works for you, whether it's on your notes or you have a Google Doc.
I also think huge to share your goals with people in your life too, because they'll inevitably check in with you as well. Yeah. And it helps to keep you accountable when other people in your life know that you're working towards something. I want you all to reflect.
Just think.
No, I want you to think about what's something that you're willing to be bad at for a little while, because keyword, little while. You're not going to be bad at it forever. You will be bad at it when you first start, but I promise that if you consistently show up for yourself, you're going to progress. So what's something that you're willing to be bad at for just a little bit?
Let's share ours. What are we bad at? We're so perfect.
I have one. One of my big goals for 2026 is I want to start a YouTube channel where I can post online workouts. Just little 5, 10 minute, 30 minute sculpt type exercises. And the reason that I still haven't jumped on it is because I want it to look perfect. I want to have aesthetic equipment. I want to rent a space. I want a good camera set up, all the things. Because I haven't had everything set up perfectly, I just haven't done it. And I think I just need to accept the fact that like the first few videos might not be the best ones, and that's okay, but I just need to start and I need to do it because it's been a goal of mine for a while. So just like start putting it out.
Yeah. You put that out in the universe and I will hold you to it.
And now you guys all know about it too. Yeah. So if in January you haven't seen a single YouTube video from me yet, check me.
I think mine, I'm willing to be bad at posting every single day and not feeling like it's the most revolutionary video that's going to change someone's life in XYZ way, but just the fact that I'm showing up consistently to do something that I said I was going to do, that I enjoy doing, that I ultimately want to become the main thing in my career that I know I need to show up for consistently to do so. So I think just being willing to stay consistent with that, even if it's not the most perfect piece of content, just putting something out and creating more than I'm consuming is a big piece of like what I'm focused on for the new year.
Overall, I think the version of you that is brave enough to try is already further along than the version of you that stayed comfortable. And again, driving it home, change doesn't come from comfort zones.
And again, being a beginner doesn't mean you're behind at whatever thing it is you're trying. It just means that you're expanding.
Yeah.
And growth only comes from being a beginner at the end of the day.
Well, let's close out with some affirmations.
My affirmation to send you guys off with, and mine for the week, is my positive thoughts and actions allow my mind and body to evolve. I think a lot of what we've been driving home in this episode does require positive mental energy and just being open to and allowing your mind and body to do things in different ways to evolve. Remind yourself to show up positively and have fun with doing something new in your life. That's really when you attract the best things, is when you're having the most fun.
Mine's kind of in a similar vein. Mine is, I am conscious that my body is listening to my self-talk and I speak to it with kindness and respect. I think it's really important to remember that the way you talk to yourself and the way you view yourself is really like a direct reflection of how you show up in the world. So remember to be kind to yourself, and especially with everything we've been talking about in this episode, as you're trying something new, don't be so hard on yourself. Don't beat yourself up because you're not where you want to be. Be kind to yourself and encourage yourself, and that will only push you further along in your progress.
Amen, sister.
Well,
we'll see you on the other side of Tracy's birthday.
I was gonna say, next time you hear from me, I'll be 29.
25, baby.
Let's go.
So excited. I'm sure we'll have quite the debrief from this coming weekend for you guys. So buckle up.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Fit Happens. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.
You can follow us on Instagram @FitHappensPodcast for a behind-the-scenes look into our show.
See you next week!